On today's show, strong car sales in the American market catch analysts by surprise. Ford's Hackett gives some guidance on where he wants to take the company. And we'll tell you how Dodge ran a corporate subterfuge campaign to keep the demon a secret. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily, the show for enthusiasts of the automotive industry. Sales in the U.S. market took a turn for the better last month. After falling all year long, sales came in far stronger than anyone was expecting. The SAR came in at nearly 18.5 million vehicles, compared to 16 million a year ago. Automakers sold 1.5 million cars and trucks versus 1.4 million. Even though there was one extra selling day this September than there was a year ago, sales were up nearly 2% on a daily selling rate basis. And amongst the largest full-line manufacturers, General Motors posted a 7.5% gain. Toyota had a great month with sales up more than 10%. Ford had a decent month, up more than 4%. But FCA really took it on the chin. Not only were sales down by double digits, Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, Jeep, and Fiat suffered big drops. Honda posted a small gain, while Nissan grew much faster than Honda. On the luxury side of the ledger, we're continuing to see surprising weakness. Mercedes-Benz sales dropped 5%, while Lexus was down by about 2.5%. BMW continued its year-long slide, which is allowing Audi to close the gap. Audi had yet another strong month. Cadillac is another luxury brand in a year-long slide, as every vehicle in its lineup lost customers except the XT5 SUV. And finally, Jaguar Land Rover was on fire. Jag was up 19% and Land Rover up 9%. The strength in the market surprised analysts. They were expecting good sales because of the extra selling day and because of hurricanes that hit Houston and Florida, which destroyed hundreds of thousands of vehicles which need to be replaced. But none of them expected a SAR of 18.5 million. Maybe we're seeing the market gather some strength, and we'll get a clearer picture in another month. We'll be back with more right after this.
AutoLine Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems. And by Hyundai, better drives us.
Well, it's getting close to that time of year again where aftermarket upfitters descend into the Las Vegas Convention Center to show off their latest and greatest. And Hyundai packed as many aftermarket products as it could into a concept truck. As its lengthy name implies, the Rockstar Energy Moab Extreme Off-Roader Santa Fe Sport Concept, or REMEORSFSC for short, is meant to tackle the demands of extreme 4x4ing in Moab, Utah. Highlights include coilover suspension, internal bypass shocks, beadlock wheels with 35-inch Mickey Thompson tires, skid plates, a worn winch, big brake kit, nitrous, and it even comes with tents to camp out. In all, there are parts and pieces from 20 different aftermarket companies in the concept. The 2017 SEMA show kicks off at the end of the month. Before Dodge started its slow rollout of information about the demon, it went to great lengths to keep its monster engine a secret within the company. Company officials say it would have been logical to give the demon engine an old warplane name like Hellcat, but that would have raised red flags. Instead, it got the generic code name, Benny. And to make sure no one caught wind of something special during dynamometer testing, all of the gauges were recalibrated so that readouts looked like a Hellcat engine was being tested. And it all worked too. Only a few dozen people within the company were aware of the Demon project. Coming up next, automakers in Japan realize they have to deal with a declining population.
We set up an obstacle course to demonstrate Bridgestone's Blizzak WS80 tires.
Whoa!
The advanced engineering of our tires helps you stop safely on ice. In fact, they stop 33% faster than an all-season tire.
Wow, Yeah, we're not done yet.
Whether it's on television, online, or through social media, AutoLine knows how to effectively get your marketing message to the people you want to reach. Contact Stacy Eamon today.
Honda is consolidating production at two of its plants in Japan by 2022 to help accommodate EVs and other new technologies. It says this will help it keep up with its competition. However, we wonder if this also has to do with the country's shrinking population, which is causing the auto market to contract as well. Japan's population declined by 1 million people over the last 5 years. Earlier this year, Ford fired its CEO, Mark Fields, mostly because the investment community wasn't happy with his results. Yesterday, the new CEO, Jim Hackett, laid out his plans to turn the stock around to analysts in New York. While not divulging very specific information, it includes dropping some passenger cars and 5 of the 17 engines it builds by 2022. That will help cut costs by $14 billion over the next 5 years. But Ford also wants to plow savings towards developing SUVs, trucks, and electrified vehicles. It's also more open to acquiring companies and forming partnerships. Hackett also wants to get vehicles to market faster, cut development time, and tool up plants faster. Wall Street was mildly impressed. Ford stock closed up 2% on the news. And hey, don't forget to join us for AutoLine After Hours tomorrow afternoon. We'll have Robert Davis from Mazda giving us a behind-the-scenes story of how they develop SkyActiv technology. That's tomorrow, starting live at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. That wraps up today's show. Thank you for making AutoLine a part of your day.